You know, technology is, I would say most of the time, is really a great thing. This week, I had one of those days where I felt like, okay, I've been sitting in the office too long. And it was too beautiful outside to just sit and look at it through the window. And so I was able, because of technology, to be able to come and sit out here in our little butterfly garden. And get to work for a little while, work on my lessons and whatnot. You know, seeing the beauty of the day, I couldn't help but think about the fact that it's quite a wonder to be able to sit back and observe God's creation at work. The sunshine, the clouds, watching, believe it or not, we actually have butterflies flittering around out there. And it was really, really neat to do that. It was quite a reprieve from the news of this last week. A mother was outside of the pediatrician's office, and was shot and killed, and her three-day-old was kidnapped. A high-speed chase began up in Willis and ended at Woodlands Parkway with the man being shot by police. A carjacking took place in downtown Houston, and all of that was in one day. Not to mention the continued struggles of the economy, scandals within our government, bickering and spatting over political campaigns. You know, sometimes you just got to go outside. And you got to sit down and you have to hit reset. And when we take the time to do that, when we take the time to soak in a little bit of quiet and rest within God's creation, there are a few things that I think we can be reminded of to help bring some comfort and stability back into our lives when everything seems to be just in topsy-turvy mode. Things that we learn from looking at God's creation. For one, I think we can look back and we realize that we serve a mighty, mighty God. Romans 1, 19 and 20. It says, for what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and his divine nature, these have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. You know, it's awfully hard to climb a mountain or to watch a storm roll through and say, God, you're nothing. How does somebody do that? And the reason it's so hard to do it is because the very creation that we live in testifies that there is something so much bigger than we are. And for some, that's a scary thought. They don't like the fact that there could be someone or something out there that they have no control over. But for those of us who are truly seeking God, the idea that He is out there, He is so much bigger than we are, it's peace for the soul. Because I know that there is someone who's greater than me, and He can probably handle all the problems that I'm dealing with. And so it's nice to realize that we serve a mighty God. But I think also when we step back and we look at creation, we can also realize and remember that we serve a consistent God. You ever thought about that one before? We serve a consistent God. In Psalm 119, I'm going to read just a couple of verses from verses 1 through 6. The psalmist wrote, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims His handiwork. In them He has set a tent for the sun, which comes out like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and like a strong man runs its course with joy. Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hidden from its heat." You know, there's a lot of uncertainty about what tomorrow holds. Who am I going to run into? What events are going to take place? How will life change for me? Or for anyone. And with all the uncertainty, it makes some people very uneasy about life in general. But even when I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, I do know this much. Unless the Lord comes back tonight, the sun will rise and it'll pass through the skies like it has every day since God created it. And I can take comfort in knowing that while so much of life is changing, God's work is not. God's presence is never ending. He is the same God today, yesterday, and forever. And the other thing that I want to point out that we can take from sitting back and looking at God's creation is that God brings peace after the storm. One of the greatest times to be outside, in my opinion, is in those moments right after the storm has blown through. All the rain has stopped. The sun's come back out. Maybe there's a little bit of a cool breeze depending on the time of year. You see, the commotion of the winds and lightning, thunder and rain, they can be pretty intimidating at times. Whether you're afraid of storms or not, it's chaos on some level. And during the storm, we tend to take shelter because we know that there can be danger if we stay out in those elements. But once it's over, you walk outside and you look around and there's a calm that almost can't be described, right? There's a relief that is felt in the world around you because the danger has passed. Life resumes and God's creatures are now out running around. They're happy and active once again instead of hunkering down searching for safety. Life is full of storms. Some that seem to go on much longer than others. And when those storms come, we're scared and we're hurting and we're frantically seeking some sort of shelter from the elements of it. And it's during those times that we can take a lesson from nature. God will bring peace after the storm. And it will be a peace that can't be described, but it can be felt. All we have to do is trust Him to bring us through them safely. And we will feel that peace. Chris Rice is a well-known Christian singer of modern Christian songs, and he has a song entitled Hallelujahs. Some of you may know it, but as we close tonight, I'd like to read the lyrics to you because they capture in my mind the majesty of what it's like to sit and breathe in God's creation, to find peace in the wonder of who God is and what we can learn from the world that He has given us. A purple sky to close the day. I wade the surf where the dolphins play. The taste of salt and the dance of waves. And my soul wells up with hallelujahs. A lightning flash. My pounding heart. A breaching whale. A shooting star. Give testimony that You are. And my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise Him all His mighty works. There is no language where You can't be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 O cratered moon and sparrow's wings, O thunder's boom and Saturn's rings, unveil our Father as You sing, and my soul wells up with hallelujahs. O praise Him all His mighty works, there is no language where You can't be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 The pulse of life within my wrist. A falling snow, a rising mist. There is no higher praise than this. And my soul wells up. Oh yes, my soul wells up with hallelujahs. Oh, praise Him all His mighty works. There is no language where you can't be heard. Your song goes out to all the earth. Hallelujah. 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 May our week be filled with hallelujahs as we go out from here tonight. If you need the prayers of your family, if you need to put on your Savior in baptism, if you need your heart filled with hallelujahs, won't you come now while we stand and sing?